This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. In his message titled, The Battle Belongs to the Lord, Pastor Scott reminds us that when we place our faith in God, we can rest in the assurance of His love and provision. This message was recorded on Sunday, May 31st, 2015. Here now is Pastor Scott.
We learned so many things at the conference, and I'm still processing all these things. You know, I mean, yeah, we got to eat at these restaurants where you see the commercials on TV that we don't have here. But more so, we got so much spiritual food up there. And it was just a wonderful time. And I'm going to be sharing in the coming weeks the things that we have learned, the experience. One of the things I got to say is I had a chance to, I ran across our Foursquare missions director, who is a good friend of Pastor Alex. His name is Jim Scott. He's a big guy, looks like a linebacker. And I got to brag about you guys and how much you guys gave to this special offering to plant this church in the Middle East. And I gotta say, they actually revealed that place to us. So they said, okay, at this time, everything went black. They shut off the live feed. They said, turn off your cell phones. You cannot tweet this. You cannot Facebook this. It's like we're in a top secret mission. And the three people stood up who were actually going to go. They actually showed these three people because it was blacked out. I cannot even tell you their names. I can't even tell you where they're going. We were sworn to secrecy. But I got to brag about you guys because you guys gave like $700 to plant this church in the Middle East. So give yourselves a hand because, man, you guys, you know, it's like, you know when you go somewhere and you get to bring something to contribute to the party? That's how I felt. I felt like going away, but you guys gave your best for me to take with me. And I was like, man, you guys are so awesome, so incredible, so generous. And I was like, man, God, we got a good place. I love it. But, you know, just be encouraged by that. You get to be a part of what's going on in the global Foursquare Church. Amen? Well, today we're going to be talking about the battle. And, you know, if you've ever been in a fight, maybe in school or something, and you're ready to throw blows, but then maybe your big brother came and he backed you up so you never had to fight. But I never had that because my two older brothers never backed me up. They was the one beating me up. Yeah, maybe one day they would see our hear our message on the website and then they're like, wow, man, we really, you know what they say, suffering creates character. We really created the character in our younger brother because we made him suffer. Yeah, I mean, but, you know, it's like, you know, We get in so much battles and stuff like that. Like, you know, our military people, our armed forces, they go away and they fight these battles in foreign countries so that we can stay here and live in peace. And it comes to the point when you see them, we just gotta be like, wow, thank you so much for doing that. And, they get paid, yeah, from our taxpayer money, but, man, I don't think that's enough for them risking their lives. But these brave men and women, they sign up to fight our battles so that we can live free. You know, because we all have battles to fight. You may be in one right now. And there's a couple of ways to look at there. There's the battles that we have in our personal lives, you know, that we get into. And then there's the battles that we have for those out there that we want to reach. And that, though, you know, so one, we're in a brawl with the devil himself. And another one is we are in a battle to win souls, you know, for the kingdom of heaven. And our general supervisor, Tammy Donahue, was sharing with this one day, and it really got my attention. If you could picture, because she said she was a farmer, raised on a farm. But she put this picture up on the screen. If you can imagine a wheat field, or even your own lawn. And you know when you mow your lawn, you go down one stretch, and you come back, and you try to overlap a little bit, and then you go back and forth. So she showed a picture of this wheat field with like five combines on top. And one was in the front, one was staggered over, and then there were five all in a row. And you could see how efficiently these things went through the field, reaching the harvest. And that's one of the battles we have, is reaching the harvest. And she said, of these five combines, the first one, the first lead combine over there, that's the men reaching the harvest. The second one is the women. The third one is our young adults, 20 to 30. And the fourth and the fifth is our youth and children. And it is a battle to reach the harvest. So and it's like, wow. And I was thinking like, man, we need a women's ministry here. Because there needs to be women need to reach women. And we need to get the women together so that they can be empowered to reach other women. Yeah, we have a men's ministry, and we do pretty good, but I know we can do better. Young adults, we don't have a young adult college ministry. We have some college students in here, and hopefully, we can get that rolling when God has equipped us and ready to go. But man, that picture showed me like there is a battle. There is a really serious battle to reach souls. And she said, what good is a combine if it's parked on the side of the road and the wheat field is out there and your combine is parked on the side? Like, wow. It's like, boom, boom. It's like, wow, we got some stuff. We got some work to do. Although we are a great church, we got some combines parked on the side of the road. We got to get moving. And so, there's so much things to process. And I'm praying, Lord, what can we do in our church, to help with this battle? There is that battle, but this morning, we're going to be talking about the battle in our personal lives. Both battles are very important. But I realize when we get to do God's work here, and when we're on course, the devil does oppose us. And yet, we got to persevere and break through and keep going forward. In Romans 8:31, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? Right? And the only one thing you can say, the answer to that, is the enemy. Yeah? Satan, he's the guy that's trying to stop us from what we're doing. In the end, God promises us victory. How much is God for us? He's for us so much that he didn't even spare his own son, but he gave him up for us all. A lot of times we get attacked, and I like to tell this to a lot of the people who come to me saying, oh, the devil is just really viciously attacking me. And I like to share this. He's going to attack you only when you're doing the things of God. Because when you're on his side and he got you, what you do, he leaves you alone. It's like, I got him right where I want him. I don't have to attack him because he's already doing my work. So when you're doing the work of God, man, there is opposition. And we're going to talk about that later. I know there's a whole, because we live in Hawaii, I know a lot of you guys surf. Hey, I got to go to San Diego. We went to this nice beach. Nobody in the water. Hey, they go all crazy. But then when I went to the shore, I see like all of these like Portuguese man of war all along. So, ooh, no wonder they're not in the water. They're smart. But yeah, it's been over 25 years since I went surfing. When I was in high school, you might want to say, was either I had faith or I was stupid, because I went surfing without a leash and I couldn't swim. And it wasn't faith, because I was just nuts. But it's been a long time since I've been surfing. But I know one thing. Man, when you're on your belly and you're paddling out, the the waves look pretty big. You're looking up, and it could be like this big, but when you're on your belly looking up, it's like, wow. But it's not. But I know this one thing is when you want to catch a wave, you got to battle through all those waves. How many times when you coin out, the wave pound you and slam you way back, then you got to start all over again. Unless you know how to get around, and I never know. I just went in the water, paddle straight out, and I got pushed back 10 feet, go out 20 more feet, get pushed back 10 feet. But in order to catch the wave and have fun, you got to battle through those incoming waves. I mean, just like, I don't know if you go diving, you got to battle down to get to the bottom where the fish are. And I cannot swim, but one time I went in the water and I tried to go down 8 feet. I felt like my head was going to explode. So I only can spear the stuff that's on the surface, which is really nothing, maybe the stick fish. And, you know, who's going to eat that? But, like, all the good fish, they're down there. The kumu, the uhu. It's like you got to battle down. You got to be engaged. You got to fight the battles so that you can get to the good ground. Amen? You know, the life of a Christian is not easy. And like I said, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But it's not an easy one. We get attacked by the enemy. And, you know, he doesn't want us going in the direction we want. He hinders us. You know, some of you on the way to church, fight. How many of you fight on the way to church? Yeah. How many of you fight the night before church? Only me. We'll only get a couple of honest people in here. Yeah. And I had an argument with my wife last night. She was very tired. So I was tired too, so I was irritated. So I just made her, okay, honey, stop everything now. Oh, but Kayla needs a blanket. Kayla can find blankets. Don't worry. We had a bunch of little children at our home last night. We borrowed some from somebody else because ours are all grown up already. Yeah. So you know where to drop off your children because, man. You know, but they got to be past the diaper age because that I don't can handle. But so we had children in our house, okay, and they needed blankets. But I tell you, who needs a blanket in Hawaii? Goodness, it's, you know, coming back from L.A. where it was in the 60s, man, I looked at the weather reports at 81. I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to melt when I get to Hilo. But so I told my wife, stop. Take a shower and go to sleep. I don't want you to be like this. Maybe it was me, though. So I went to sleep. But, man, the battles, yeah. I mean, like, yeah, the enemy was just trying to get to me last night. He didn't want me to talk about fighting because he wanted me to stay home. And some, you know, this morning I got up at 4 o'clock. From 4 o'clock I was tossing and turning, waiting for my alarm to ring at 5 so I can get here. Man, I was so excited to be home. But we need to remember one of the most important things while we're in this battle is, number one, look to the Lord for guidance. A lot of times we look at the battle, we look at the fight, but that's not what we need to look at. We need to look to the Lord for guidance. We really do. Look at, maybe if you have your Bibles, you can open up to 2 Chronicles, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth. Is that correct? 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Chronicles, is that correct? Yeah, my children are better than that. But, you know, I've been using the iPad and a lot. And when we were away, one morning we were doing devotions and I was helping one of the guys find Proverbs. I grabbed the Bible, boom, Proverbs, like, oh, I still got it. Because, you know, when you do electronic, you just press the button and boom, it opens up. But sometimes the paper Bible is really good. It's still the word of God. But 2 Chronicles 20. It goes like, and it's kind of a long, so I'm gonna read it to you. After this, the armies, and forgive me if I pronounce things wrong, but of the Moabites, Ammonites, and some of the Mennonites declared war on Jehoshaphat. Messengers came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army from Edom is marching against you from beyond the Dead Sea. They are already at Hazanon Tamar, another name for En-Gedi. Jehoshaphat, and who wouldn't be, was terrified by these news. I mean, it's like somebody tells you, man, somebody's coming after you. Oh, no. He was terrified, and you could understand. Like, you ever got a letter from the IRS? Oh, no. You know, it's like, man, the guy's laughing. I know you guys got one of those, huh? And he begged the Lord for guidance. How many of you driving down the road, look in your mirror, see the policeman? Oh, Lord, help. Was I speeding? Man, you know, driving in LA and coming back home, oh, I gotta slow down, man. I was driving the other day and I was finding myself going 60. I was like, whoa, back off, bruh. It's 45. I think Jaywin said he went up 100, almost 120, and they were still passing him. Yeah, and I said, he told me, I thought I was going like 77, 70. He said, no way, he was going faster than that. Well, the speedometer on my van must have been broken. I was going, you know, it's like, whew. And then I'm driving, and I'm kind of paying attention because you got to get big trucks on this side and speeding cars on this side. And then you see, okay, highway patrol, okay. And you're just aware, because if they pull me over, I want to know that I was within a range. And if I had to question them, I would ask, what do you want me to do? You want me to drive 65 and be a hazard? Or you want me to drive 85 and just go with the flow? Because what would be right? You know, you drive 65, you can cause an accident. Or people are going to be telling you you're number one. Either way. Yeah. So, you know, this army was coming. And this is what he did. He begged the Lord for guidance. How many of you like, okay, you coming, I'm going to come after you. You're going to attack me, I'm going to attack you back. But he begged the Lord for guidance. He also ordered everyone in Judah to begin fasting. So people from all the towns of Judah came to Jerusalem to seek the Lord's help. Jehoshaphat stood before the community of Judah and Jerusalem in front of the new courtyard of the temple of the Lord. And then he prayed. He prayed. Man, so what, this is telling you something. When we have a battle, man, pray. He said, oh Lord, God of our ancestors. You get, oh Lord, God of New Hope, East Hawaii. You alone are God who is in heaven. You are ruler of all kingdoms of the earth. You are powerful and mighty. No one can stand against you, O our God. Did you not drive out those who live in this land when your people Israel arrived? And did you not give us this land forever to the descendants of your friend Abraham? Your people settled here and built this temple to honor your name. They said, whenever we are faced with any calamity such as war, plague, or famine, we can come to stand in your presence before this temple where your name is honored. We can cry out to you to save us, and you will hear us and rescue us. How many times when we are in battles, oh, we look at that enemy right in front of us. We're so focused instead of looking to God and asking for prayer. You know, when my children used to fight, when one was to hit the other, I would tell the other one, punch him back. So wrong, yeah? Pray for them instead of punching them back. You know, in these verses, Jehoshaphat is warned. A great multitude is coming against you. You know, sometimes, you know, if we've been following God, we know how the enemy works. We can see the attack coming. When people come to me sometimes for counseling, man, I can see the attack coming on them. And sometimes they just keep feeding into it and feeding into it until, bang, this is like a wave of trouble just compounding on you. And sometimes, you know, we can't see. I know years ago, I had a dream that I was driving down the road. It was a clear dream. And from the blind side, a car came, center punched me. And I went tumbling, boom, like NASCAR. And then when the car came to a rest, I unbuckled my seatbelt and I jumped out. And I was like, ooh, I'm, you know, and the Lord told me that that was going to happen in the church, that one of my leaders was going to blindside me. And so when that happened, I was ready. I was like, man, I love you too. Thank you for serving with us. And if you need to leave because the Lord is moving you, you know, you have my blessings. Go. And I still can love them till this day. Because God just prepared me for this battle. And I didn't look at the battle. I just looked to God. And it is, I tell you what, it's so much better when we can look to God instead of the battle. You know, so Jehoshaphat is warned in the beginning, in this verse. And then, you know, the Bible tells us that he became afraid. And you know, the Bible says he did not give us a spirit of fear. Okay, so when you see the spider, I'm not scared, just smack him. Or the cockroach, just smack him. You know, I try to tell my daughter that, but every time you have a cockroach in her bathroom, she screams. And I got to go, and it's like, I'm not afraid. Then I leave them on the ground for her to pick them up, but they're still afraid of a dead cockroach. But he was afraid. And I think as humans, that's the normal response. We see the enemy coming like, oh, wait a minute, man, this is spooky. Even sometimes when you ask to step out in ministry, it's like, oh, man, this is like, when Pastor Alex kicked me out of the big church, see, he kicked me out, but he stayed here now, so. It's like, it's so great to serve with him, but when he kicked me out, oh, it was like, shoot, man, I was shaking. Who am I to go plant a church? I'm just little me, youngest in my family, rascal of the family, disobedient one of the family. You know, and it's like, shoot. And that was a battle. I fought with the Lord. Even when he wanted to hire me, I fought. And he can tell you the story. I fought with him. I said, Pastor Alex, this is my reasoning. If you hire me, you got to pay me. But I'm doing everything for free now. Why would you want to do that? No, I need you. He's like, oh. And he still reminds me of that day when I took the pay cut. And I took a physical pay cut, but I got a spiritual raise. Man, it's like, and he reminds me of that. And I said, man, you're so right. I'm so glad that he challenged me to leave my job to come work for the Lord. But the thing is, here's one of the application parts, man. You gotta give your battle to God. Amen? Look to him to fight. Okay? So number two, let God fight your battles. Because he's there. 2 Chronicles 20:15. And he said, listen, all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. So he could be saying, listen, all of you here at New Hope East Hawaii in the Puna district. And King Jehoshaphat. So he's like, listen to New Hope East Hawaii in the Puna district and Pastor Scott. I'm not, you know, I'm included in all of this because I have battles. Thus says the Lord to you, do not fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. So after his prayer, God came. He used someone to speak to him. He said, local terms, brah, don't be scared. Don't be scared. I got your back. He does. You know, still the Bible tells us to flee from sin and temptation. But sometimes we got to run to that battle and fight for what we know and what we believe. You know, when David was about to go into battle against Goliath, he said this in 1 Samuel 17. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I will strike you down and remove your head from you. And I'll give the dead bodies of the armies of the Philistines this day to be to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord does not deliver by sword or by spear, but for the battle is the Lord, and he will give you into our hands. That's so cool. David said, man, this battle is not me, but it is God. Ephesians, and this is a powerful one, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. We cannot see these things, but we know they're there. You know, the demon, the devil, they work to tempt us into sin. They were not created by Satan, because God is the creator of all. Rather, these guys are the guys who fell with Satan, the fallen angels who joined him in the rebellion. Yeah, so the word tells us the characteristics of these enemies. In their sphere of operation, rulers and authority and powers, demons mentioned, these are spiritual beings. But you have to understand this. They have limited power. And for us to try and go up against him one-on-one, toe-to-toe, like that one guy was speaking, he took off his shoes, he threw it on the side, he said, that way you can stand toe-to-toe and talk to people. But, you know, it would be foolish for us to stand toe-to-toe with the devil without God. You know, so we need to know and we need to trust God. Paul is bringing this letter that he was writing. And the practical suggestions, he said, this is urgent, you know. Our opponent in this is called spiritual warfare. And it's not flesh and blood. It's Satan and his minions. And they're called principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world. Spiritual wickedness in high places. You know, some people today, for them, the thought of a personal devil is like, nah. But we have to understand there is an enemy. He is called the devil or Satan. And he has spiritual powers, but his powers is limited. But our God's power is, what was that? Unlimited. And you know, we cannot say that, oh, we're smarter than him. But we got to understand, as Christians, we got the backing of God. It's a spiritual battle. You know, and like Mortal Kombat and the sports, spiritual forces of wickedness, you know, we're in a battle for souls. We're in our battle ourselves. And we, as Christians, we gotta be ready for the battle. You know, some people say the military guys, when they hear gunshots, they run toward it, to the battle, not run away. Sometimes when our brother or sister is in a battle, we cannot run away. We got to run there and help them out. Amen. 2 Chronicles 32, it says, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be dismayed, because the king of Assyria, nor because of all the horde that is with him. For the one with us is greater than the one with him. You know, when I went to the conference, I was wearing one day we all wore our He is Greater Than I shirt. And it's so cool when people come up to you, it's like, what is that? Hecky, wow, what kind of language are you speaking to? What does that shirt mean? Somebody asked me. Oh, I said, it's like, He is greater than I. And said, He must increase while I decrease. And that guy smiled, like, wow, that is cool. He said, yes, Hawaiians get them. We get them. And then the other day we wore the shirt that Jaywin made. It says, there's a picture of a poker chip on your chest. It says, you know, Hope, H-O-P-E, the O is a poker chip. And on the back, it says, Hope Dealer. Yeah? We deal in hope. Right? We deal not in drugs now. We deal in hope. Even though we're from Pune, we deal in hope. Okay? Hope. Not dope. Hope. Okay? We deal in hope. So we, and Jaywin was, while Jaywin was passing out these Hope Dealer shirts to our friends, I was passing out Big Island candy cookies. I think they would like me more than him, but his shirt made more sense. And when we wear these shirts, he told us, if people ask you what Romans 10:14 tells us, and you know, some of us, what is that? How many of you know what Romans 10:12, goes like from 12 to 14, 15. And a lot of us, we're going to wear these shirts like, oh, we're not sure what that means. But this is the answer. You tell them, you know what? You should try Google it. That way, it's on. They look it up and they understand. But it talks about how beautiful are the feet. How's my feet? My wife went by me this. I have such a great wife. How beautiful are the feet and the boots of those who bring the good news. That's what we deal in, hope. And it helps us with the battle. Yeah? Because there will be more with us and him, more on our side, that we can do the battle. In Jude 1:19, but even Michael, you know Michael the angel, the archangel, one of the mightiest angels, did not dare to accuse the devil of blasphemy, but he said this, the Lord rebuke you. Not Pastor Scott, not anybody else, but the Lord rebuke you. You know, the angels are much more powerful than us, but yet he called upon God. He called upon the name of the Lord. And we need to realize, as God's children, same thing with Michael, the archangel, is that there is an enemy out there, and he is more powerful than we are. And the only way that we can defeat him is to rely on the Lord. Amen? And number three, this is one of the key things. We are required to be obedient. Yep. 2 Chronicles 20:17. But you will not even need to fight. Take your possessions, then stand still and watch the Lord's victory. He is with you, O people of Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Go out against them tomorrow, for the Lord is with you. You know, although the Lord was doing the fighting, he still required the people of Judah and Jerusalem to do a couple of things. In verse 17, he tells them to station yourselves, stand and see the work of the Lord on your behalf. You know, obedience is crucial. You know, saying that the battle belongs to the Lord does not entitle you to go home and sit down on the couch and watch ESPN. You know, we gotta just sit there, watch TV and expect God to do everything. If you are in a situation in which you see and that God wants to provide, you're in a fight and you want God to provide deliverance, then pray, seek Him, and listen to His voice. I mean, it might not be an audible voice, but as Christians, we often know that, and we can find out, you know, when we pray and we ask God for help, you know, He can speak to you through a brother or a sister. He can speak to you when you're doing your devotions. And often that would be the case. When we call out to Him for help, we can't just do it once and go to sleep. Man, we need to focus on God, not our fight. We need to pray to God and then go through His word. And, you know, he can speak through His word. And I tell you, if you read your Bible, you know most often He will tell you something through His word. That's why we encourage you to get in your word. Read through the Bible with us. And right, we're going through Proverbs, and Proverbs is just so like, wow, you know. And, you know, one thing I like about Proverbs, it's so cool how they call wisdom her. Yeah, you notice that, wisdom her. Man, it's like, because, you know, I got to agree, because my wife came to church. She prayed for me first. She was here first, and like, because she was wise. I wasn't. So, but when you're going through their battle, these are just some things you can do. Amen. I'd like to ask the worship team to come up. And, you know, I've been, during this time, you know, God has been putting this on my heart. And I would ask that you would have patience with me and with us. But I would like to call up our pastors up, and I would like to just have them, the worship team, play some music. And I would like to just open this time up. If you need prayer, we just want to say a short prayer for you. So I would ask Pastor Alex and Brenna, Pastor Courtney to come up. Jaywin, you can help us with this. Pastor Dennis, you know, and I'm just come here and, you know, come up front. And, you know, the women, they can go see Brenna or Pastor Courtney. The guys can come see Jaywin, Pastor Dennis. But, you know, if you are going through a battle, remove the walls of pride where you say, you know, I got it. And I want you to just come forward. And we don't want to take, you know, 20 minutes. We just want to say a short prayer to help you in this battle. And if you need further advice or counseling, just contact us. We'll gladly help you. But please bear with me. We'll take a few minutes. So you guys can start playing some music. And you guys, whoever it is that needs prayer, I mean, just come forward, because we're not going to think about you after we pray for you. But we're going to love you and we're going to pray for you. Amen? Anybody out there? Lord, thank you. Thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for everyone here, each and every heart that loves you. Lord, I pray that as we go out and we fight these battles, that we would look to you for guidance. We know you got our back, and we know you'll give us the victory. We thank you so much. We love you. We pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people say, amen. Give God the glory. God bless you all. Have a wonderful Sunday afternoon. Oh, yes. Happy birthday to Don. He is 92 on Wednesday. I think he's the wisest one in our congregation, because he's got the most years under his belt. So, we're going to sing happy birthday to Uncle Don. Acapella, happy birthday to you. Ready? Woo! Woo! Happy birthday, dear Don. Happy birthday to you. Yeah. That is a faithful man. Cain and all, he makes it here every week. Thank you so much. God bless you all. Have a wonderful afternoon.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope Christian Fellowship East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16675 Milo Street, Keau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.